Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Convicted murderer Daniel Lee was executed at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, yesterday after the Supreme Court allowed the resumption of federal executions this week for the first time in 17 years. A second inmate was scheduled to be executed today, but a judge put a stay on his sentence. Joining us now is Emily Bazelon, a fellow at Yale Law School and a staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Emily, why did the Justice Department decide to bring back federal executions right now?
Well, Attorney General William Barr made a surprise announcement last summer saying that federal executions would resume. And at the time, Barr said that this is the rule of law. We still have the federal death penalty in this country. And he said that the government owed it to victims and their families to carry out these executions. The reason this is controversial is that we haven't had a federal execution since 2003. And in that time, there's been increasing concern about whether the death penalty is arbitrary, whether it's racially discriminatory, and whether the method of execution in the United States, the drugs that we're using, are actually a kind of form of torture and cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. So that's why this has been a controversial move.
Well, and during that time, many states have stopped using the death penalty too, right? The number of executions has been trending downward.
Right. So since the last federal execution in 2003, there are seven more states that have abandoned the death penalty. So we now have a country where we have 28 states that have the death penalty on the books. But of that number, three have declared moratoriums on actually executing anyone, and 12 haven't executed anyone in a decade. So you have a country that's kind of at a sort of balance where there are states that still carry out executions, states like Texas that have hundreds of people on death row. And then you have states that have really backed away from this because of these increasing doubts about whether we can execute the death penalty fairly.
And when it comes to the issue of lethal injection, which has been one of the major problems that people have with the death penalty, that it is cruel and unusual, they believe, have any of those questions about lethal injection been answered?
Well, we've had problems and courts have really resisted using a previous three-drug cocktail that was associated with botched executions that were really kind of horrible. Now the federal government is using pentobarbital on its own. That's the sedative that is used to kill pets for euthanasia. And it has been used by five states. And so that is what the federal government decided to use, saying that this method has not been proved to be a form of torture, and so the federal government is going ahead with it. I should note that in 2014, there was an execution carried out with pentobarbital and two other drugs in which the person who was being killed said that he felt his whole body burning as he was as he died.
Just briefly, what does it say to you that the court, the Supreme Court, allowed these executions to go forward?
So this was an unsigned 5-4 decision, and it was conservatives versus liberals. And I think what you see here is the conservatives on the court are not interested in expanding the reasons to deny an execution. They said that pentobarbital seemed like it was safe enough, and they were not going to go down the road of making it harder to execute people in this country.
Emily Bazelon, thank you.
Thanks.